Indeed, the only thing that is constant is change. During my primary and secondary school days, I knew nothing about online classes, but here we are, especially this year, 2020, online classes for elementary students seem to be the new normal. The irony is that most of today's educators, especially primary school educators, were not trained and are not equipped sufficiently with the knowledge of the tools that is needed to make online classes happen for their students. But like I said at the beginning of this podcast, change is constant. And so, to be ahead, we must embrace change. We need to. We have to. So, an educator that struggles with online classes know-how owes it to himself or herself to get trained. As most of us are aware already, there are different tools used today to carry out online classes. There's WhatsApp group chat, video call, Google Classroom, Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and so forth. A 21st century educator should be able to use at least one of these or any other not mentioned for his or her online virtual class. Well, some might argue that some topics are not that easy to teach in an online classroom, or that some students might probably be too young to be taught via online platforms. The important thing here is getting trained and being equipped to be able to facilitate an online class. I believe teachers are creative. We play many roles while educating our students, like the role of an actor, the entertainer, the comedian, the friend, the guardian, name it. So, if you get trainings on how to run online classes, I have the confidence that we can creatively find a way around challenges that come with online classes. So, here's a list of four things you can add to your goals today. 1. Learn how to teach online if you don't know how already. There's a course titled Learn How to Teach Online currently running on Coursera, so you might want to check it out. 2. Join an online professional community beyond your school. 3. Create a social account for yourself if you don't have any yet. It can be Twitter, Instagram, or a Facebook page. And lastly, share your progress. It can be on anything that stands you out as a 21st century educator. So please, share your progress using the hashtag 21st century educator. That's #21STCENTURYEDUCATOR hashtag 21st century educator. Please tag me at Olamide Aluko 1. That's at OlamideAlukoOne at Olamide Aluko 1. Remember, the overall goal here is to be and remain an effective 21st century educator. So, let's do it. My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today again.